Let me start with one quote that I found, which is absolutely brilliant, by a brilliant Austrian actor called Christoph Waltz. And he said, effortless performance and improvisation are two different things. Just because it's improvised doesn't mean it's effortless. And just because it's effortless doesn't necessarily mean it's improvised. I love that quote. What he says is you need to have the freedom to improvise, but you also need to have the foundation that it takes so that you enable yourself to improvise. So we need that foundation. We need to have that knowledge, that know-how, that training every day, the role plays every day within the team to really get into the groove with this new framework, because it's completely different than what most of you might have gotten used to. But it's also really fun, and it's also very easy to implement. Once you get into the groove with it, I'll tell you, it's absolutely fabulous. So let's start with the basics. Let's start with a conversation guide based upon the conversation model and the bicycle model. And let's see how we can fit in typical questions that we would ask, questions that are a good fit for the six elements and that help us uncover information and know-how and insights about the buy side that otherwise we would not have. So let's go. And as I said, a conversation guide is not a set script. It's not written in stone. It simply helps you to lead and navigate the conversation. And that is being done with a lot of flexibility and agility, and again, without sounding like a robot. And sometimes that comes up when something new comes to our table, when we learn something new, learn new skills. Because in the beginning, it's all about repetition. So you need to repeat the new skills so that it becomes a part of your DNA, it becomes a habit doing that instead of what we had been doing for the past 5 years or 10 years. I know that's a hard part because psychologically, human beings are creatures of habits. Once we have a habit, it's very hard to break through. Even if we know that the habit that we have might damage what we are trying to build or might not be as beneficial as something else. But making that shift to incorporate and embrace something new, that is where most people struggle. And that's a very common problem, not only in sales, but in any profession and in any human being. What we want to do is really show that the probing sales framework is something that you can learn quite easily and make it a habit as long as you role play it every day, as long as you practice it every day, as long as you apply it every day and in every conversation. So there has to be a click moment where it just makes sense to you, where you see, okay, that what I've been doing maybe wasn't enough for how buyers want to buy today.
Thank you for listening to the Sales Nation podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to honeycombagency.co.uk. If you loved this episode, head over to iTunes or Spotify to subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review. It's very much appreciated. Thank you.